Dvamalchus, the sicha that was put together between and from Parshas Boy and Parshas Beshalach. The sicha of Parshas Boy, the sicha of Parshas Beshalach, and this is a sicha printed in Sefer Sichas, which is from both weeks. So we're going to begin with the quote, what the Rebbe says in this sicha. It is brought in the writings of the Arizal that the generation of the future Geula is a Gilgul of the generation that came out of Mitzrayim. And according to this, we are redeemed in the merit of the righteous women in our generation, for they themselves are the righteous women in whose merit, in whose schus we came out of Mitzrayim. And what makes our generation special? The Rebbe goes on to explain that it's rooted in Nasi Hadur, the leader of the generation. The Rebbe says, the completion and perfection of the Avodah of the Nasi Hador on his Yom HaHilula is the completion and perfection of the Avodah of the entire generation, because the Nasi is everything. HaNasi Hu HaKel, Rashi says that in Parshat Chukas. And since this generation is the final generation, then this is the completion and perfection of all the Avodah of Knesset Yisrael, which is the union of woman, to make a dwelling place down below for Hashem, may he be blessed. So this relates to the concept of siluk. Siluk, that he goes on to explain, right? His talkus is the word siluk, which means disappearance, basically. The siluk of tzaddikim, which is the union of a yartzeit and a hilula, upon the completion of their avoida, as the pasuk states, "My beloved went down to his garden to collect roses." That's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, upon which the Medrash expounds to hide away the tzaddikim that are among Yisrael, the salek. To hide away, which means that they have the commentary, it brings from the commentaries that it says that means they have completed their souls through Torah and mitzvahs. More importantly, this disappearance, this siluk, is for a much greater elevation, incomparably so, which will be in the world of Tchis HaMesim. Those who will dwell in the dust arise and sing, Hikitzu v'sharanu shechani ofar, and the tzaddikim, the roses at their head, souls and bodies in this physical world in the true and complete Geula. And we could just point out that this was said after a woman named Rose passed away, and it's connected with her passing. The Rebbe proceeds to mention the inyan of Ispuri v'isgalin minei kol nehorin, the breaking out of all the spiritual lights. This is discussed in Parshas Boy. This occurs at the time of Histalkis, specifically of Nasi Ador. And the Rebbe clarifies that the inyan of Histalkis is not siluk, Chas v'shalom, it's not disappearing, but rather the revelation of the Or HaSoiviv Kol Almin, the light, the encompassing light in the aspect of exaltedness. It's in footnote 44 there. The main point is the Rebbe is that this breaking out of all the spiritual lights is the culmination of all the avoida of his lifetime. Further explaining the connection with righteous women, the Rebbe mentions Miriam and her rejoicing with the tambourines at the splitting of the sea, which brings, and the Rebbe brings the Medrash, that Miriam is named for Meriris, right? The name Miriam is from the word Meriris, which means bitterness. That the most difficult period of they made their lives bitter through servitude in Mitzrayim began when Miriam was born. And after this, and through this bitterness, the Holy One, blessed be He, appointed the Redeemer. This is Miriam. What's the connection? Because David HaMelech is a descendant of Miriam. And similarly, Mashiach Tzidkenu is a descendant of David. He's also a descendant of Miriam. This is coming to tell us, and the Rebbe says, the Geula was through this that Miriam greatly felt the pain and bitterness of exile. So too, our bitterness over exile and our anticipation of and yearning for the Geula will bring it in actuality. In fact, according to the degree of her bitterness over the Gullis was her great joy upon the redemption, so much so that she took a tambourine in her hand and led all the women in celebration. This celebration occurred when, as it says in the Psukim, when they saw the Mitzrim dead on the seashore after Kriyas Yamsuf. For it was at that time that the fear of the Egyptians ceased to plague Bnei Israel, which is the completion of the redemption of Israel, and thus the joy over the redemption was also complete. And then, now quoting the Rebbe, We are assured that immediately the true and complete Geula is coming, and the women begin immediately in the last moments of Golas to sing with consummate modesty, of course, with tznius, with tambourines and instruments, rejoicing over the coming of the true and complete Geula. More specifically, together with the tefillah, the request and the demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Geula should come immediately mamish, which is with a feeling of pain and bitterness over the length of Golas, which expresses itself in the cry from the depths of the heart, Ad Mosai, Ad Mosai, Ad Mosai. Yet they, the righteous women, are imbued with a feeling of joy, and the greatest joy, which is expressed in song, due to the great trust that Hine Zeba, behold, this one, the Melech HaMashiach, comes and already has come. So we see the combination of bitterness over the of the Golis is leads to and is the springboard for the great joy of the Geula, which women will connect to the idea of Miriam, have a particularly strong connection to it.